www.philpinesradio.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. On today's show, we will have a plethora of music along with some news and a wide variety of community announcements that are taking place here in Minnesota in the next couple of weeks. So it's going to be a jam-packed time when it comes to community events here in Minnesota. But in regards to our first community event of July that we're going to get into, that is the annual Carinderia, which takes place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And this will be taking place on Sunday, July the 12th. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. In regards to our next event, it is widely considered the largest one-day community event here in Minnesota, and that is the annual Cultural Society of Filipino Americans Philippine Day, which will be taking place on Saturday, July the 18th at a new location, not Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, Minnesota, that some people had become accustomed to, but at Egan Central Park Festival Grounds from 3 to 8 p.m. For more information about this particular event, you can go to the website philippineday.csfamn.org. And we said that is the largest one-day community event in the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota. But the largest two-day gathering will be taking place the following weekend from July 25 through the 26th, and that is the 20th annual Phil Minnison Association Basketball Invitational. There will be an open 6 feet in Masters division, and this will be taking place at the newest of the Legacy Hoop locations. That is the new one in Eden Prairie, Minnesota at 15400 Venture Lane. And I hear that during this event, there will be a car show, a three-point contest, along with, I think, there are going to be some awards for an all-tournament team through the 20-year history of the FMABI, as some may have called it, along with an all-tournament team for the current year's tournament, along with a finals MVP. For more information regarding this event, you can contact Ray at 952-457-9528. And then taking place that very same weekend in Arden Hills, Minnesota, the Negrensis Group will be having a sports fest from 11 to 9 p.m. along with Tabu Sanegros 11 to 5 at the what is listed as 1219 Cummings Park in Arden Hills. And there's very limited information in regards to this particular event, but an event nonetheless that we'll announce here. A couple days ago, myself and a former co-host of the Filipino American National News, Eric Asuncion, made our way to Faribault, Minnesota, which is south on 35, exit 55. And we tasted some food from a food truck that is of a Filipino and Vietnamese cuisine called Lutong Bahay for a Friday evening around 6:30 p.m. They were open from, I believe, 3 to 8 when were their hours that particular day on a July 4th weekend. They had quite a few people in the Napa parking lot, which is appears to be their home base when they do serve. They generally serve once or twice, maybe three times a week, but generally on the weekend. And there were people driving from Rosemont and other areas to have their food. But there is what seems to be a more plethora of Filipino food trucks within Minnesota. I know driving back one day in the Albertville area, I happened to run into a food truck, a food trailer out there by the name of Lumpia by Michelle. And at the Lumpia Festival last year from the, I believe, Alexandria, Taylor Falls area, you had a food truck called Ruby's Pinoy Food. So as I said, there is quite a few food trucks out there of Filipino flair. And I know, or there is some speculation that in the upcoming future or so, that some people that may have been involved in the food industry, food truck industry, may be making a triumphant return. I'm not exactly sure in what capacity, if it's going to be similar to something that we are familiar with the operators of this cuisine, but I guess we'll know in the next couple of months or so if this is a project that is going to be taking place. But for right now, we're going to play a song by a group of brothers, the Rojas brothers, Voltaire and Anthony Rojas. It's an original song that they wrote back in the day, and this is the name of their track, is The One.
That I could hear you say, you're here to pull. It's too much to swallow pride. And I don't know what to say, 'cause you hurt me over and over now. It's just killing me inside. And I can't do much but pray that in time you will finally be alive. That I need you in my life, 'cause I can say that it's over now. I don't want you to stay, but you know I still care. So tell me why. I don't understand just why. When all that's said and done, baby, you still don't want. I remember what you said. Just breaking me apart. And now I blame myself, 'cause I can't go on. I need you in my life, 'cause you always have my heart. 'Cause I can say that it's over now. I don't wanna stay, but you know I
the Rojas brothers, Valter and Anthony Rojas. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org by searching the Filipino American National News. We can also be found via the KFAI app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can find us on social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook. And if we are able to record an interview via Zoom or in person, you'll find those live recordings generally on our Facebook as well. And speaking of some interviews in the near future, we are working on an interview with an animal pet advocate, Isabella Ravella Fairley, who is based out of the New Jersey area, along with sometimes Nashville, Tennessee, to talk about her advocacy. And part of the reasons we're having her on the show is found some of her content online with a Filipino eating Philippine food, eating with the Fairleys, and what caught my eye is Isabella's husband is none other than professional wrestler by the name of Sheamus, who's currently with the WWE, a multi-time champion, and just hearing about her journey along with her advocacy for pets, along with how her and her husband have used their social media platforms to promote Filipino culture through their journeys on going on food trips. So hopefully we'll be able to knock down a time this week to have an interview with Isabella here on the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from Rappler. As Alex Ayala revealed in the enormity of her latest Wimbledon triumph, it did not take long for her to remember the task at hand. Ayala said she is far from satisfied after the ending of the reign of defending champion Iga Swiatek of Poland as she turned her focus to her round of 16 clash with 2024 finalists Jasmine Paoloni of Italy on Monday, July the 6th. Because I'm emotional does not mean I'm satisfied. So, okay, next round, let's go, said Ayala, who will see action in the fourth round of the Grand Slam for the first time in her career. Ayala is no stranger to upsetting Paoloni. The first time they met on the WTA Tour, the Filipina scored a 6-4-1-7-6 upset of the current world's number 17th and 13th seed Italian on the hard courts of the Dubai Tennis Championship in the United Arab Emirates in February. But Paoloni came within one set of her first Grand Slam title after reaching last year's Wimbledon final before falling 6-2, 2-6, 6-4 to Czech Republic Barbora Krajowska. I think she's a great player. She's a great fighter, especially. It was not an easy match in Dubai for me. It will not be easy match here either. But then again, every match is different story. So I'm going to ask to be my best to prepare for that one and focus all my energy in trying to improve and do better, said Ayala of Paoloni. But for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is a Tiny Desk 2025 winner. It is a song collaboration with Ruby Ibarra entitled Bakuana, featuring Odia Hanhan and June Millington.
This morning felt the sun. Let it kiss my skin, I thought I won. I brave the light and face the sun.
Isang bolo sa kamay, sa trono ko makain, sa gilid ko mga batay. Ako ang bakunawa, sa gubat na hintay. Yung inang kalikasan, ako ang hari at inay. Ako ay hinahanap, na parang diamante. Pilipina na babae, hindi dalaga militante. Ako ang bakunawa, nakatira sa dilim. Akala mo nakatago, pansinin sa salamin.
Sabay na natin harapin, hindi mo para.
I was born with two tongues. strong, so I carry two guns. Sharper than a Bali song blade in the sun. Stars in the sun, cause the moon phase one. Got a rhythm like a monsoon, bug you with the drum. Tello hope ng chan, revolution that we won. Mano po sa manang ko, but hala babaylan. The fire in my lungs, cut the funk since 91. Gabriela Nevis and Maria combined into one. I've been through like the ocean, we are through where we move. Point of view like I red till I'm white, that's the bluest. Blue like the moon, like their eyes and the bruises. Howl at the moon, watch it bloom when I rule this. Round like the bamboo roots that we grew with. Round like the womb, the cocoon of the movement. Bow to my doom, cause it looms like the spoon. Shoot you down like the moon, where the crown of the moon.
Cycle. I was taught it's true. Rewrite my story, unlearn my youth. Thought I was these things that I know I'm not. So I prayed to moons, but the play was sky. I learned their language to all my words. Protect my story, so I say it first. If I don't know me, what is my past? If I don't know me, what is my past?
Tell me what is freedom, tell me what's your name. Do you know the story, why do you feel afraid? I carry on my shoulders, all the way from the rain. Fall from the bandit, wash away. I feel the earth and fire living in my chest. So many moons ago, they thought they met my death. But I'm free from silence when I speak this breath. I said I'm moving mountains when I speak my breath. So let me see.
I've been fearing darkness, not knowing I had to face the ones within. Letting the sun touch my skin in hopes that I'd win. Hands etched with sorrows deeper than the ocean's depths. History rooted in my people's death. This breath been enveloped, consumed, swallowed whole. On nights where one moon seems fleeting so. Even seven moons don't illuminate like my soul. My rage spoon feeder, moon eater, truth keeper. Na abay kahatukan, wala diri. Bisaya ni, ang tila hait kaayotan awani. Ika unang bulan, revolution in me. Na ana ang bakunawa, rebirth the new moon.
And once again, that was the song, Bakunawa. But we do have some time for one last story. And this comes from sneakernews.com. Ant is going global, parlaying the premier pitchment into becoming the world's traveler with a true highlight of last offseason for Adidas hoops, spawning moments like Mr. Edwards at the Great Wall of China. Yet even if we're still in the dark with regards to his summer itinerary, we already know he'll have a foothold on the world stage. Adidas Philippines has just officially revealed the Adidas Anthony Edwards Magbalagitang Gilas, which translates to show our skill, crafted in a partnership with the country's top-level basketball league in nodding the archipelago. Ant's silhouette spares no detail. Red and blue flag coloring the immediately visible, but a blue sky blue to the white treatment on the collar adds to that prideful arrangement. Further, the usual hallmark of Adidas and Edwards II should for the nation's specific purpose. The SPH logo is adapted on the tongue, while the usual fabric mesh
sign shifts into guided suede, gridded suede. Finally, the name pulls from the Tagalog phrase, often associated with the national team, that roughly boils down to show off or prove your worth, befitting the swagger of both the shoe's namesake and its collaborator. Forever, the dueling forces atop sports style. It's hard not to think of the move in the wake of Nike's efforts to court the country with the Titan 22 collab series, beginning with Sabrina Nescu and continuing through native son Dylan Harper. From a less revelous perspective, it's another moment where the rising profile of the country's sporting traditions is on display. Jordan Clarkson's recently brought home the only NBA championship of a Filipino-American. The Adidas Anthony Edwards 2, the Magbalagitang Gilis, released on June 26 via Adidas Philippine channels, both online via partnering retailers. It currently appears unlikely that the pair will be distributed via global channels, however, as we wait firm confirmation, feel free to learn more about the shoe. There's also a second version of the shoe as well that has a gold accent and red as well. And it was announced on Friday that Anthony Edwards, along with his team of people, will be going to the Philippines from August 13th through the 15th of August as part of their Believe That tour. This is the second time Anthony Edwards has been in the Philippines. He was there a few years ago for the FIBA World Championships as part of Team USA. But for right now, we're going to play a fitting song in terms of at least the name of the song. It's a song from an artist by the name of Like a Bee, and the name of this song is Trip. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take a bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love and trying to waste it, like we'd be running a mile to never make it. That's just too bitter for words, I wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, I wanna face it. I'm done tripping, said I've been sipping, that's how control this feeling that you keep giving, you keep on hitting it ooh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip upon you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Trip, tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. When I don't get it, and I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And it's a whole lot of love and trying to waste it, like we'd be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, I wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, I wanna face it. I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling that you keep giving. Your love is too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip upon you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Trip, tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. There's some kind of love, maybe.
Trip, trip.
There's a type of love, make me. Big enough, got me
trip, tripping on you.
I'm done tripping, I'm trip, tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling that you keep giving. You keep on hitting it, ooh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org. The community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium.